Well, what do you see as the most pressing needs for infrastructure or projects here in Westmoreland County?
Well, I mean, infrastructure is always in need. As we look to develop, certainly water and sewage remains at the top of the list in order to have new residential developments or commercial developments for that matter. But we've been working hard over the past couple of years to incorporate more broadband access into the county. You know, in the 21st century, in 2025, that is really a key infrastructure element to people's lives. I mean, we're all dependent on high-speed internet services to conduct our lives, basically, whether we're working from home or Christmas shopping or entertaining ourselves. I mean, we are reliant upon that. So we have completed an early action project out in the Ligonier area that will hook up dozens of homes and give them access to high-speed internet. And with the new state broadband authority and new infrastructure resources available, we're looking to capitalize on that and really make sure that all of our residents have access to high quality, reliable, and affordable broadband.
Okay, that sounds exciting. Which area of county services do you feel most needs additional resources to function?
Well, Laura, as I spoke at yesterday's State of the County event, we are really in a need for more mental health and behavioral health services. As I reminded the audience again, I remain mindful that really the core function of county government is to provide social services. And where I see the most glaring need, and I think most folks see the most glaring need, is in the realm of behavioral health. We need to improve access. We need to improve capacity. And there are a number of important projects that are going on in that area. Independence Health is expanding, at some point opening this summer, an adolescent behavioral health unit in Latrobe, up to 23 beds, inpatient, which I think is really important to some young folks who are really struggling right now. Mm-hmm. They're also going to have a 30-bed adult facility opening in the next year out that way, as well as UPMC is opening a new crisis center at some point this year at a location yet to be determined. Mm-hmm. However, they worked with the county and our behavioral health management system to open up a new walk-in crisis center. It's those types of things that will improve access and improve lives.